top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Monday, January 29. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, eight-time Calypso King Denison Dice Joseph moves on to the Calypso Finals on Saturday, February 10. Unemployment in the Bahamas slightly increases, says Bahamas Department of Statistics. And Russian opposition leader freed after being arrested during protests. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Shop at Courts today to revamp your style, renew your energy, and redecorate your home with up to 50% off appliances, furniture, and electronics. Get the TCL 28-inch LED TV for as low as $699 cash. Save $200, weekly $10. Or save $300 on the Indorama 32-inch cooker for only $1,999. Weekly $28. Plus, pay absolutely nothing down and nothing for 30 days. Clearance prices on old items to make room for new arrivals. Offer on for a limited time only. Thursday, January 25th to Wednesday, January 31st. See in store for new arrivals. Courts, bringing value home.
Are you interested in traveling the world? How about doing some home renovations? Or maybe you'd like to upgrade your business for maximum profitability? Then it sounds like you need Fast Cash. Well, Dominica, we're here for you. Come into Fast Cash to apply for your loan today. Whether you need a consumer-based or business loan, we're located at 1921 King George V Street, Rosa Dominica, and on the corner of Bay Street and Hillsborough Street, Portsmouth. Telephone 488-3278. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
In its regional economic outlook update for Latin America and the Caribbean released on Thursday, the IMF said the economic prospects for the region are generally improving and modest growth is expected in 2018 and 2019. The positive outlook is supported by growth in the United States following the recent U.S. tax reform. However, the International Lending Agency noted that some of the islands which were hit hard during the 2017 hurricane season face a protracted recovery. As a consequence, Dominica's gross domestic product is projected to decline by 16% in 2018 before rebounding in 2019 as reconstruction gathers pace. The newly formed Dominica Press Corps says it has been granted observer status ahead of the Association of Caribbean Media Workers General Assembly in Barbados in March. The Media Workers Association of Dominica awards membership as a full-fledged member of the Association of Caribbean Media Workers, the ACM, has been suspended. This follows a meeting with both MWAR and the Dominica Press Corps and the ACM earlier this month. The ACM handed out its decision last weekend after considering several key points: the legal standing and official recognition of the organizations, the representative spread of the respective membership basis, the independence of the organizations to play the role of defender of press freedom, the current operational status of the organizations. Neither the Dominica Press Corps or MWAD met all criteria. However, for the purpose of the General Assembly in March, the ACM took the following decisions. MWAD's membership status as a full-fledged national association is now suspended, pending regularization of its operations. Focal point status will now be accorded to Mr. Kalile John Baptist. The Dominica Press Corps will be permitted representation at the Assembly bearing observer status. Both organizations will be given the opportunity to resubmit an expression of interest in becoming a full-fledged member organization by September 30, 2018. President of the Dominica Press Corps, Gavin Richards, issued this statement.
Well, I must say it was a very fruitful meeting between the Dominica Press Corps and the Association of Caribbean Media Workers. And the Association of Caribbean Media Workers highlighted a number of areas which they had some concerns. One was the legal standing and the official recognition of the organizations, the representative spread of the respective membership bases, the independence of the organizations to play the role of defender of press freedom, and the current operational status of the organizations. So we have some work to do to get things in place if we are to become a full-fledged member of the Caribbean Media Workers Association. I can say that we have our annual general meeting scheduled for this Saturday, the 3rd of February at the UE Open Campus. And, of course, this is one of the steps that we had to take to become a full-fledged member, to have our first annual general meeting and also to present a constitution. So we are putting things in place where we can become full-fledged members, and we're hoping to get that done as soon as possible.
Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has taken a swipe at the United Workers' Party for what he calls carelessness in signing an agreement that puts Dominica in a very embarrassing situation today. Mrs. Skerrett says if something has happened to Dominica on the international scene, then everyone should come together and stand in solidarity with the country. In 1999, an exclusive license was granted to an international firm by the then United Workers' Party government of Dominica to register all ships. The matter became sour last week when the Japanese government made a report to the United Nations that the ship, the Yuktang, was suspected to have breached UN Security Council sanctions. It was spotted by a Japanese patrol plane tied to the North Korean flag, the tanker Rai Sungang-wan, which was blacklisted by the United Nations last month for carrying banned cargo. The incident has been widely published on the international scene. Mrs. Skerrett says his government will be making that document public so that people can see for themselves the biasness of the document in favor of the firm. The document as it stands cannot be altered or terminated without costing the government millions of dollars, which it says cannot afford at this time. Skerrett says his government has consulted many senior councils across the world, and they have been advised that there is no way this agreement can be terminated without paying a huge sum of money in compensation.
I do not believe that the Attorney General at the time had an opportunity to any lawyer in Dominica had an opportunity to review this document for the government before they signed this. Okay? Because I do not believe that any attorney general would have really been, well, gone to a law school and have a law degree would allow this agreement to pass him, pass his desk, far more the cabinet of the country. Now, in respect to this matter, this ship that's been flagged, we have written to the company. A letter was dispatched by the permanent secretary, the ministry responsible for ship registry. We are also doing our own internal investigation on this matter. And rest assured, whatever actions have to be taken by the government, we shall take those actions by the government.
Mrs. Skerrett says government will ask the company for the facts and have them deregister the ship in question.
We shall instruct the company to deregister the ship in immediate effect while we continue to investigate the matter and to ensure that the protocols in place to minimize those things from happening in the future. But the fact must be said very clearly that the genesis of these problems reside with the agreement entered into between this company and the United Workers Party government.
No, you said.
And I think I shall instruct the Secretary of the Cabinet to make the put this on the government website. In the whole process of transparency.
The Maritime Registry provides Dominica flag services, corporate registration, and STCW licensing. It advertises Seafair training at the school that shares its address. Still on the local scene, a parliamentary representative for the Castle Bruce constituency, Johnson Drygo, says EC $4 million is currently being invested within his constituency. He says prior to Hurricane Maria, contracts were signed towards repairing damage in the constituency that was caused by inclement weather conditions.
We are happy with what we've been able to achieve. As a matter of fact, as we speak, some $4 million is being invested in critical areas within the constituency. Before Maria, we signed an agreement with a few contractors, some free contractors, to undertake some projects of within some key areas in the constituency. We had a major edge failure during Erica, yeah. That is on the Mon Boadiab area. Heading down to Casablanca from the Tarish Pit area, the junction where Casablanca and Laprin Southeast separates. And I'm happy to say that as we speak, we have heavy equipment doing excavation. The plan is to shelve that area and to push the road itself further inland, and a major retaining wall will be constructed there. This project, it's on the way, and I'm happy to see that there are two heavy equipment tackling, because it was one of the concerns that the community had, that we could eventually lose that road. But we're happy that this project has started post-Maria, and we had another major drainage project in Casabus. I call it the Harriet drainage project, threatening a few homes in that area. We are happy that the contractor has also started that major drainage project.
Drago says works are ongoing towards dredging the Castle Bruce River, which poses a threat to residents during heavy rainfall.
Additionally, we have some dredging going on at the Castle Bruce River because, as you know, the Castle Bruce River is one of the, it's among the largest rivers in on the island, if not the largest, but it's among the top four of the big rivers on the island. Mm-hmm. And whenever it's raining, it's a challenge for the people of deeper trying to pit itself here, where there can be a lot of water on the road. We have an equipment in the river as we speak. As a matter of fact, annually it costs government over $300,000 to dredge that section of the Casabus River annually.
Wow.
Because every year the river comes so high that it compromises everything we do there. But we are at it again as we speak. There's a heavy equipment in the river doing the dredging for us.
DLP caretaker for the Salisbury constituency, Nichols Shanks Esprey, is attempting to dispel rumors by the Member of Parliament for that area, UWP's Hector Spax-John, that farmers were not aware of the grant program and were left out. Esprey claims that the Salisbury constituency may be the largest constituency with farmers who have gotten financial support under the agricultural grant funding program. According to the DLP Salisbury constituency caretaker, under the DLP administration, about 55 farmers received $10,000 packages amounting to over $1 million, apart from smaller farmers who received smaller packages of $3,000. He says those who have not received their checks, those checks are at the Salisbury office and are written in the names of those farmers. He says the claims by the opposition are unfortunate.
There were 55 farmers who would have received $10,000. That would equate to $550,000. There are 160 farmers who would receive $3,000. That is $480,000. When I sum it up, there is $1,030,000 that will be circulating from the grants in the Salisbury constituency, and there are 21 constituencies. Salisbury constituency alone will get $1 million+. There still will be a supplementary list for people who are inadvertently left out. There will be more farmers from Salisbury and the constituency receiving checks. So there's, as we speak, there's $1 million from the farmers' grant going to the farmers of Salisbury, because Salisbury is a large farming area. So it's very wicked of Hector to go there and try to give people the impression that there were farmers who did not get. There were 55 farmers in the Salisbury constituency.
Esprey says $1 million of that grant funding to farmers went to Salisbury alone, and that the MP for Salisbury should show some form of gratitude instead of criticizing the program.
For you to stand up there as the parliament and say, thank you very much for considering and not playing politics with my farmers. You, they're trying to stir up foolishness about their farmers, people who are not farmers. There was not one person who received a check on Wednesday who doesn't have something planted or animal raised.
Meanwhile, the project's coordinating unit of the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP, is urging farmers who have concerns with government assistance to file their concerns with the Ministry of Agriculture and not the DVRP. Government last week began an $18 million World Bank funding program to provide assistance to over 4,000 farmers. However, a number of farmers have raised concerns over the program. Communications specialist of the DVRP, Nadet Langford, says the DVRP only facilitated the funding process, but implementation falls within the Ministry of Agriculture.
Regarding any grievances for the disbursement of checks or eligibility of payments to farmers, all grievances must be lodged with the Ministry of Agriculture located at the government headquarters in Roseau and not the project coordinating unit of the DVRP. We have been seeing a few farmers come in to our office requesting completion of the grievance form, and we have redirected them to the Ministry of Agriculture, who has set up a desk to accommodate filing of any grievances that could occur. We have also attempted to explain to the farmers the reasons why, or the eligibility criteria for qualifying for the grant.
And eight-time Calypso King Denison Dice Joseph says the Dominica Calypso Association needs to do more to defend Calypsonians.
The Calypso Association even build a house on Calypsonians that bring out their all and sing what they need to sing, you know, and make a show about it. I know it started small, but a house was even built. That means money was coming in and thing. So the mere fact that they should stand and defend that, even though they might think it's petty, but it's not petty. It might be petty for somebody else, but it's not petty because Calypso is free speech, free freedom of expression, and social commentary. And if something happens, you talk about it. That is art. Even artists do it. You know, you do what is happening around you. You paint it, you sing it, you dance it. You know, so for the Calypso Association to see that as a petty situation, is they allowing the free speech and the freedom of expression where Calypso is concerned to be deteriorated in a kind of a form.
Dice was in the middle of a performance controversy last week where the DFC withdrew its request for him to sing at the official opening of Carnival because of his new hit song, Looters, which they were aware had already existed before having him sign a performance contract. Meantime, Dice moves on to the Calypso Finals, which will take place Saturday, February 10th, the biggest stage on which he can perform that song this season. In more news this afternoon, unemployment in the Bahamas increased to 10.1% from 9.9%. The Bahamas Department of Statistics reported at a press conference held last Thursday on the basis of their latest labor force survey conducted last year. The survey, which took place between October and November of 2017, captured the level of employment during that period and surveyed 3,500 persons. Of total workers, the DOS estimated that the total number is over 203,000. Out of the estimated 203,000, an estimated total 38,435 government employees compared to an estimated total of 40,990 government employees, which stands at 6% decrease in that category. And Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released after he was arrested Sunday during an anti-Kremlin protest in Moscow, according to his official Twitter account. Navalny wrote that he was released until a court hearing, but did not provide details on when the hearing would be held. He also thanked demonstrators who had gathered near the detention center where he was being held. Navalny, a longtime critic of President Vladimir Putin, was arrested earlier Sunday during nationwide rallies protesting what the opposition leader calls rigged presidential elections set to take place on March 18. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Eight-time Calypso King Denison Dice Joseph moves on to the Calypso Finals, which will be held on Saturday, February 10. Q95 will carry that live. Unemployment in the Bahamas increases slightly, says Bahamas Department of Statistics, and Russian opposition leader freed after being arrested during protests. The news is brought to you compliments Courts, Dominica Limited, and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.